Uganda troops are scheduled to head east to another war-ravaged area, Somalia. More than 10,000 civilians have been killed there in a two-year Islamist insurgency. 1 million people have fled their homes. Ethiopian forces have been propping up a weak Western-backed government in Somalia since 2006, but those forces are planning to withdraw in a matter of days. Somalis living here in the U.S. are following the developments closely, some apparently more than others. As reporter Todd Melby tells us, several Somali men in Minneapolis have dropped out of sight, and their families are worried they might have gone back home to fight.
Abdurazak Bihi is the father of two girls. On this day, the toddlers are playing with a toy train in front of the TV. However, Bihi's thoughts sometimes drift away from his girls to his nephew, a 17-year-old high school student named Burhan Hassan. On November 4th, Hassan told his mother, Bihi's sister, that he was getting a ride home from his Minneapolis school, but the teenager never returned. Instead, Hassan somehow found his way to Somalia. Abdurazak Bihi describes Hassan as the sweetest kid you could ever have. He often stopped by just to say hi.
Come to your home unannounced and visit you and play with your children and ask about you or call you and say, Uncle, I haven't seen you nowadays. How are you doing? Is everything okay? He was a gentleman.
Hassan has called home twice, saying he's okay. But Bihi knows Somalia is one of the most dangerous places on earth, and he's afraid Hassan was taken there against his will.
Somebody has brainwashed our kids. Somebody has turned them against us. Somebody has taken them away from their homes and from their country and from their education and from their future into a mess.
Somalia is a lawless place where clan armies, Islamist factions, and warlords compete for power. It's also partly occupied by a military force from neighboring Ethiopia. If those returning to Somalia are teaming up with terrorists, that could violate U.S. law. The Minneapolis office of the FBI won't say whether an investigation is underway into the disappearance of Burhan Hassan and several other young men. But FBI spokesman E.K. Wilson is encouraging Somali parents to contact the agency if they believe their children are being radicalized or exploited.
Obviously aware of the situation in Somalia right now, but we're also aware that a number of young Somali men have traveled from throughout the United States to include Minneapolis here, potentially to fight, and potentially to fight for terrorist groups.
While living in Minneapolis, Hassan worshipped at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq Mosque. On Friday, hundreds of men and women attended prayers there. Mahir Sharif, a California attorney, is the mosque lawyer. He says at least 12 men from Minneapolis are believed to have returned to Somalia to fight.
It would be really shocking to me if all of the missing men did not attend Abu Bakr, and the reason being that Abu Bakr is the only game in town if you are a young Somali male.
Sharif says Abu Bakr as-Siddiq hired him because federal authorities believe the mosque may have been connected to the disappearances.
So there was some sort of claim that the mosque could have done something that it was not supposed to do, either in terms of its teaching or financing or recruiting, something, but it was never anything specific.
An imam and a youth coordinator from Abu Bakr as-Siddiq were recently prevented from getting on a plane in Minneapolis because their names were on a federal no-fly list. They were bound for Saudi Arabia for Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca. Sharif believes U.S. law enforcement agencies too often suspect mosques when problems arise.
Somalis left. Oh, a mosque. Oh, guilt by association. Absolutely. No question in my mind.
Abdi Samatar is a professor at the University of Minnesota. He's attended prayers at Abu Bakr.
I've attended many mosques where I sometimes do my prayers, and in that particular one I never heard inflammatory things that will say that we have to go and explode ourselves and become sort of assassins.
That said, many Somali Americans are upset that the U.S. supported the Ethiopian invasion of Somalia in 2006.
There is a sentiment among the Somalis, the majority of the Somalis in Minnesota and elsewhere, that what's happening to their country and to their former country and their people is quite heinous and that they should do something about.
And that includes fighting back. Again, Abdi Samatar.
That the resistance is quite legitimate. They are akin to our freedom fighters or our liberators in 1776, in my opinion.
Ethiopia is promising to remove its troops soon. the fighting is almost certain to continue. And somewhere in the mix may be a 17-year-old boy from Minneapolis. Abdurazak Bihi is the uncle of Burhan Hassan and a spokesman for the families of missing young men from Minnesota.
Now is the worst thing for me to see my sister because it breaks my heart to see how she looks. She's really broken.
Is she crying a lot?
Yes. And you know what? She's not alone.
For The World, I'm Todd Milby in Minneapolis.